Welcome to another day in the Matrix. This is Waters Above and happy eclipse season. This is a moment we've been talking about here on this channel all year. The October Ring of Fire annular solar eclipse happening within the next 24 hours. And if you've been following along here on this channel, you know the significance of this particular eclipse in regards to the energy of the crypto market and how approximately every 4 years, it's after this specific eclipse that we've seen the crypto market break out into its most bullish phase of the market cycle. So to celebrate this moment, I've launched a free crypto course, which is available now at watersabove.com/free. This is my gift to you for supporting the channel over the years. I'm truly grateful for every single one of you, and I want you to know that I worked overtime to get this course out before the end of this eclipse season, which if you've watched the last couple videos, you know we have an almost lunar eclipse in a couple weeks on October 17th, which I've been calling the pair of lunar eclipses that pushes us into our final phase of the solar cycle. And don't worry, I will recap that again in today's video. And I'm glad I was able to work hard enough to get this free crypto course out right before this annular solar eclipse tomorrow. So I hope you all appreciate that, and please know how much I appreciate you, truly. Again, that's available now at watersabove.com/free. And if you'd like, you can go ahead and share this link with friends and family who are interested in learning more about crypto. I'd appreciate if you spread the love. When you go to the link that I shared a moment ago, scroll down a little bit and you'll see some icons over here where you can go ahead and easily share this on your socials. And lastly, to really celebrate the moment, I've decided to go ahead and do a giveaway for my full-length crypto mastermind. So stick around until the end of this video where I'll be sharing exactly how you can take advantage of that opportunity. So if you're new here, we do cryptocurrency technical analysis and combine it with gematria, numerology, and astrology to understand these markets. Feel free to subscribe and turn on the bell notification to stay updated on when new videos come out. And make sure to give this video a like and share this channel with other conscious beings to help grow our community. And with that being said, let's take the clear pill. As mentioned, we're in eclipse season. About halfway through it, with tomorrow being what I call the final solar eclipse of our crypto market solar cycle. And in past videos, I've mentioned the pair of lunar eclipses we get that surround this specific solar eclipse happening tomorrow. And for this cycle, that pair of eclipses is the partial lunar eclipse we just had on September 17th into 18th, and the final eclipse in that pair coming very soon on October 17th. And I mentioned that it's usually after this pair of eclipses that we see the bullish energy really kick back in and return back to our crypto market. And this is also when we've seen Bitcoin enter price discovery to the upside, which then leads to all the also desired alt season moments that every crypto investor is waiting for. So that is when you get your alt season. Now, it's important we start this off by saying that this is very limited data that we're working with. And it's important that I mention that, as Bitcoin only goes back to 2010, to be fair. And many altcoins that we talk about today were actually launched leading up to the 2021 alt season. And there's actually quite a bit of altcoins that are still in the conversation today that were just launched in the midst of our recent bear market back here in 2022, transitioning into 2023. So with that in mind, many of these altcoins haven't experienced much from a long-term investment perspective, and definitely as a technical analyst, very difficult to be making calls on stuff when there's such limited data. So, as sophisticated traders and technical analysts, it's important we keep this in mind because we're working with limited data, which makes it tricky to be confident on an outlook in comparison to working with, let's just say, over 100 years of chart history, like we would have in some cases with the stock market, such as with indices of the S&P and Dow Jones, for example. Now that we've prefaced that and brought up the traditional markets, let me recap the pattern we get around this time of year, specifically for election years, and even more specifically during the year of the dragon, which we're in now, adding our esoteric elements into this analysis, which is why you come here to tune into Waters Above, right? So let's quickly go over to the S&P. We're going to be checking in with S&P index on the weekly chart. Going back to our past dragon year example of 2012. So here we are in 2012, this green box here. Look at how the market topped perfectly right here. As you can see below, it says Rosh Hashanah. That's the Hebrew New Year, which is actually tomorrow, by the way. And we experienced after this a short-term correction into around mid-November, followed by a bounce and continuation higher into the end of the year. Now let's go back to the year 2000, one of the most famous examples. Since that was a Shemitah year, which you'll see is this red box here on the chart, the Shemitah is the seven-year cycle practiced in Zionism and Kabbalism, and then they have the rituals that they do on the world stage with the Shemitah, and the markets are a big part of the world stage, of course. And during this particular dragon year, we had the dot-com bubble peaking in March, followed by a double top leading into Rosh Hashanah. And this is when the Shemitah officially started in late September 2000, excuse me. And that marked effectively the popping of the dot-com bubble, which then leads to a multi-year downtrend. And that officially starts right there at the Shemitah time frame, and it gets even worse into the end of the Shemitah, which this included one of the most famous, if not the most famous, inside jobs of all time. Of course, you're all aware of what I'm hinting at. It's the 9/11 ritual, September 11, 2001, in New York City. And although during the year of the dragon in 2000, we did not recover into the end of the year, like we did in our prior example, keep in mind that it was a Shemitah year for us in that example, and it is not the case for 2024 moving into 2025, which we're in now. So I think it's important that we bring this up, because if we go to our last example of a Shemitah year, which was 2021 through 2022, September to September, you're going to see that this chart was pretty much perfectly in aligned with those two moments, where we topped out at the very beginning of this year 2022 in January, and then we folded over into literally Rosh Hashanah 2022. We bottomed exactly at that moment. There couldn't be a more perfect example of how powerful knowing about the seven-year cycle is. And again, this was all documented here on my channel. Because when we look back at today, the S&P has gone up over 50% from that bottom, about 64% so far. So even though I must admit, this rally that we're looking at right now is not looking healthy anymore. We're definitely overextended and due for a deeper correction, but by using all of my esoteric tools combined with my knowledge of the charts, I'd say we still have a little more juice in the fruit and could definitely continue higher into at least Q1 of 2025, which I'll get back to in a moment. But for now, let's continue to our review of the past dragon year examples. We're going to be going back to 1988 now. And we have this green box here for the year of the dragon. You'll see we topped exactly into the eclipse time frame over here of October as well, pushed up, and then we had a correction into the same exact time frame as our November 2012 example, mid-November. And remember, this was not a Shemitah year. The 2012 example was not a Shemitah year, and also our current cycle that we're in now is not a Shemitah year. So this evidence is pointing me to that we could be mimicking 1988 and also 2012 more likely than we would be repeating 2000 or 2001 with that event. And look at the short-term pullback that we got into November. I mean, it's pretty much identical, right? You can't deny that. And then the recovery into the end of the year is pretty much the same as well. Now, let's go back to 1976 and look at that. Perfectly topped on Rosh Hashanah. And then we had our pullback perfectly into mid-November. It's the pattern repeating. And then pushing up higher into the very beginning of the year, as you can see right here, this was pretty much the Gregorian New Year. We topped a little bit into January 1977, and then we did fold over. But it's important to mention this because we have been seeing there's a similar pattern here. Topping out leading into November or October, and then we have a correction into mid-November, and then a little after the U.S. election, we push higher to finish off the year. Now let's go to 1964, which is actually very interesting because it was specifically the year of the wood dragon. And that's what we're in now as well. We're in the year of the wood dragon. And we can see we pushed up all the way into Q2 of the following year, the year of the snake, before experiencing a noticeable pullback, which of course would be great if we were to repeat that. But obviously we're in a much different world now and a much different economy. We have a lot more technology today and a lot more market participants. But what is similar is two things. One, the stock market was at all-time highs during this moment, pushing higher and higher as the months moved on. And two, well, the essence of war with the Vietnam War, which the USA officially entered in 1965. And this is part of my Year of the Snake decode, which I've given you this information on several examples before in podcasts and interviews. It's all out there for free. But I do have a more comprehensive Year of the Snake decoded video that is part of my crypto decoding blueprint. It's very powerful to have that information in advance because the start of Chinese New Year is pretty much the end of January 2025 moving into February 2025. And I give you everything you need to know about the year of 2025 in that example. And then also over on Patreon, patreon.com/watersabove. In January of this year, I will be releasing a full-length Year of the Snake decoded. It's something I do every year. And for those who checked out the Year of the Dragon decode from January of this year, you can admit how powerful that was. It brought up everything you needed to know, even specific dates, months and months and months in advance. So it's something that I do to kick off the year to just give everyone a blueprint of how I see the whole year going. It's one of my most sought after decodes that I do. But getting back to this concept of war and how we were in that war essence back in 1965, I feel that it's going to be a repeating pattern for the upcoming Year of the Snake of 2025, where the USA will enter this war. And I would not be shocked if it happened specifically in the month of March 2025, just like it did in March of 1965 for the US. And you can see back in 1964 to 1965, the S&P actually continued bullish, even with the USA being involved in that war. So just keep that in mind, something to take note of. And you see this red box, that's the following Shemitah year. And we topped in the beginning of it and then corrected perfectly into the end of it, just like what I showed you before for 2021 and 2022. It is perfect. So this tells me that the next Shemitah year, we still have potential to keep moving up bullish and peaking in the first half of that particular Shemitah and then correcting hard into the end of it. Just a cyclical pattern that happens time and time again, but that's another story for another time. But you know me, I love to give you guys as much value as possible. I don't want to gatekeep information. If it's on the top of my mind, this is not scripted. I give you everything I know just off the top. And I feel like that's really what shows the genuine nature of what we're doing here on this channel. If I'm aware of it and it comes to mind, I let you know. I'm not going to, hold anything back if it's coming into my stream of consciousness. But anyways, getting back to this, if we are to repeat the pattern of those iterations that we went through, we see the stock market potentially correct into about a week or so after the elections. And I want to get over to today's market so you have more of a visual here. We tend to peak about leading into this particular moment that we're in now, and then we pivot down into about a week after the U.S. election, and then after that full moon of November, which is November 15th, we should suspect that we will start moving up higher and closing higher highs, pushing into 2025. And of course, we'll continue to reassess things as we progress. Now, as for today's market and the volatility that we're getting, this is 100% driven by updates in war, okay? And I've mentioned this many times to keep that in mind, hence why in so many of my decodes lately, I've been focused on that, because we all know the traditional markets will respond to war, and then this bleeds over into volatility for the crypto market naturally. And as of today, we're even getting updates with Russia back in the conversation regarding the Israel's very recent invasion of Lebanon. And we're also seeing things escalate with Iran regarding missile and drone strikes on Tel Aviv, Israel. I mean, you name it. There's been so many updates just from between now and my last video. Yemen is in the conversation. Syria, I mean, it's getting... It's clearly escalating, right? It's really sad to even talk about. Again, here on this channel, we try to stay in our circle of competence, but we are compassionate, right? These are human lives, not just Israeli lives or Palestinian lives or any of that. Like, this is human lives, and it's really unfortunate to watch how this is unfolding, but that's the world we're in. That's the essence of the world we're in, and we need to stay on top of this in any capacity we can, you know, and stay neutral in the process. But we're getting these updates. It's clearly affecting this market regarding the war. And remember why this is happening in the first place. And this is why you guys come to this channel specifically for this information, because we're heading into the anniversary of this war declared by Israel on Hamas on October 7th of last year. But more importantly, tomorrow is literally Rosh Hashanah, the Hebrew New Year, and this also happens to land on an annular solar eclipse, a ring of fire eclipse. You put it together. This is their war ritual, their blood ritual sacrifice for this exact supposed holy day. You know these people are sick, and I'm not talking about the Jews or Christians or Muslims or Jesuits. I'm talking about Zionism, so don't get things confused here. And I don't want to get too far off the track venturing down the geopolitical narratives today, but it is important I bring this up regarding why we're getting this volatility in the markets today. Now, checking in with Bitcoin, we recently just had an important weekly close above 65K, which showed that this recent impulsive move from the lows in September was a solid recovery. It really was, especially with a lower weekly close here, followed by this higher weekly close from what we were postured at back in August. So I feel this is really important stuff. Let's move over to our monthly close, which just came in, and we did get above 63K, and I think that's a pretty solid weekly close. Of course, it would have been better if we got above the prior monthly close of August, but all of that selling pressure that we saw on yesterday night started kicking in because of the traditional markets and what's going on with this war narrative. So this is really a hot topic right now. It's affecting the way that investors position themselves, and I can't blame them, right? You can't blame humanity for being fearful and then reacting fearful in the markets. That's the human condition, guys. You should all know this by now. But I do like to see this 7% monthly close for Bitcoin in the month of September, because this is typically a down month for us when we look at Bitcoin seasonality. And then we have over here, October and November are our best performing months outside of April. So expecting a recovery from this horizontal trading range that we've been in for almost 7 months is expected. I do suspect by the end of October, we should be pushing into price discovery, moving into the November new moon. But I've already told you guys this so many times now. Now, another thing to mention, I did kind of hint at it before, but when we're looking at the weekly, we actually got a higher weekly close in last week than we did for the August 19th candle. And what this is kind of showing us is that this is a confirmation of a micro trend reversal. So I really like to say that, see that. Now, zooming in a little bit more, we're going to get to the 2-day. I'm going to be bringing up a couple of my moving averages here. One moment. So, we have had, in fact, a wolf cross on the 2-day chart and potentially incoming wolf cross on the 3-day chart, although I'd suspect Bitcoin will have to push through 66K in order to pull that off. And if anything I'm saying right now is new to you, don't worry, because I cover that all in my free crypto course I just released over at watersabove.com/free. And once you go through those videos, you'll have a much better grasp in this type of analysis we're getting into now. So as I shared a little bit ago, we're getting a lot of volatility today due to this update in World War III. But just quickly, I want to get into my eclipse chart cycles and show you how we actually had a similar move that we're seeing now back in 2017. So here we are, I'm just zooming into this. We actually corrected in the short term into our solar eclipse, just like we are now. And even though we pushed up right after, we did see that we got a noticeable correction into the middle of September, and then we recovered out of that. And we did get a little bit of a correction in the beginning of September this year, followed by a recovery out of that correction into the start of October. And then if I really zoom in, you see we got a couple of corrective days into the first week of October. Again, kind of lining up with what we have now, and also bringing up the fact that this was the final solar eclipse of our solar cycle. Then we have October 2013, the prior cycle before it topped out. And we have over here all of this sideways that we had moving into October. Funny enough, October 2nd of 2013, we did get that flash correction, I should call it. And then we recovered through into the second, third, and fourth week, and so on, of October. So the beginning of October never looks that awesome for Bitcoin in this particular example and timing things and aligning things. Just to kind of ease anybody's nerves about what's going on right now and the and aligning all the timing of things. Let's get even back into October 2023. I think we have another great example there. Right here, you can see we had September, mid-September correction, recovered into the end, and then by October, funny enough, we had this small correction into the solar eclipse, just like we're experiencing right now, and it wasn't until around the 17th or 18th that we started to recover and break out, which aligns perfectly with what I've been saying for months now, because we have on the 17th that pair of lunar eclipses finishes off, and that's when I'm really expecting more bullish momentum for Bitcoin. So that's where I'll wrap up this analysis. Plenty of powerful gems throughout this video. And lastly, as mentioned in today's video, I'm doing a giveaway. So let me just explain that. I'll be doing a giveaway for my full-length crypto mastermind, which pairs perfectly with the free crypto course I just released today. Again, make sure to take advantage of that. The link to that free course is in the description below. And to be eligible for this giveaway, first, you'll need to follow this channel. So subscribe here at Waters Above to our YouTube channel. And this will only work for subscribers. Then second, I want you to go ahead and comment in this video, starting with the word giveaway, and then follow that up with your first red pill moment. So let me know the moment or experience or event that truly woke you up. And I can't wait to read through all of your experiences. Then third, I want you to go ahead and follow the X account over here at X. And make sure you spell it correctly, so it's Waters Above and the O is not in above. I'm also verified over there, but there are scammers pretending to be me, so make sure you are following the correct account. It's this way. Also, I have a Linktree link in the description below, which will give you access to all of my official links in case you're confused, but just type it out this way and you'll find me. So go over there and make sure to follow that X account. And then go ahead and repost the recent post that I just shared mentioning this giveaway and your first red pill moment. You could go ahead and retweet that post, repost it, and reply to the post as well. This will just increase your odds of winning this giveaway, especially with having a chance on both of these platforms. But make sure you're subscribed to this YouTube channel and you're following that X account I just showed you. That will be the only way for your submissions to be eligible. We're doing it this way to prevent bots and fake accounts. I'm sure you understand. And then on Saturday, October 5th, during my live stream here on YouTube, which will be at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, I'll be picking three winners on each of these platforms. So that's three winners on YouTube, as well as three winners over on X. And I'll be sharing the link to the live stream on my socials this Saturday, a couple hours before I go live. Again, that'll be on October 5th. So stay tuned for that. I'm really looking forward to hearing about all of your red pill moments. And in the meantime, enjoy the free crypto course. Make sure to take notes. And lastly, when it comes to investing and getting into this crypto game, stay neutral. Stay neutral as you're going through the process. And as I always say, don't be a bull, don't be a bear, be a wolf. Follow the moon. I appreciate every single one of you, and I'm wishing you all an amazing rest of your day in the Matrix. Much love.